anti-apartheid revolutionist, political leader, peace activist and philanthropist. Those are just a few words that can describe the person that was the former South African leader, Nelson Mandela. His life is celebrated in a new stage show, Madiba, the musical, that explores the struggles, racial conflicts and divisions behind his crusade for reconciliation in South Africa. Joining us on the line to tell you more is the director of this production, Dennis Watkins. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent.
Big undertaking.
Yeah, it is. It's really big. It's really different because it was a French show originally, and it's and working on the English translation and the adaptation was a huge challenge, but it's been a great success.
Mm. I mean, when you think of Nelson Mandela, I wouldn't say musical is the first thing that springs to mind when it comes to paying tribute to the man. How has the response been so far?
Oh, look, it's been really great. The audiences are just captivated by the story. I think a lot of people don't know the details anymore. I think especially young people, they've heard of Nelson Mandela, but they don't realise that as recently as 1990, 1994, there was apartheid in South Africa. It was a segregated, racist country, and so I think there's in the first act, which is very much about the racism and the effect it has on people, and the imprisonment of Mandela, and the actual horrendous nature of the divide between black and white in the country. People are absolutely rapt, and I think they're quite shocked, and they find it quite intense. But of course, being a musical, we certainly don't leave people in an intense state. So by the time he's released and he becomes president of South Africa, there's this joy on stage. And, of course, that's where we leave people. We start with the intensity, but we finish with absolute joy. And that's what music can do. It can capture the emotions and take us through the highs and lows.
Because in the musical itself, it's paying tribute to the dance culture and traditions of and vocal traditions of Africa as well.
Yeah, well, the writer was Jean-Pierre Hadida, who wrote the music and the book and the lyrics with some collaborators. He very wisely decided we're not just going to tell the story of Nelson Mandela because, he spent 27 years in prison and that would be a pretty dark tale. So what he's done is he's also explored the effect that Mandela has on people, so that we have sort of an extended family that we explore. We have Sam, who's an activist, his fiancée Sandy, who works for the racist chief of police, Sandy's brother Will, who's an artist. He falls in love with the white daughter of the chief of police. So we have an interracial love story, and it's about how this resolves and how all these people head towards fulfilling their dreams and actually being able to escape the horrors of apartheid. And so, in a way, that's where the musical side of it works extremely well, because it's not just, a factual documentary, tracing the life of Nelson Mandela, but using Mandela's own words throughout the show, we explore the effect of his life, his imprisonment, his freedom, and his political ascendancy has on people, and on this family in particular.
Mm. And where in the life of Mandela does this story start? Because he's lived quite that life.
Yes. We sort of start in 1948, but rapidly move to 1952, and then rapidly move to 1962, and then rapidly move to 1964, and then we settle down and we stay in 1982 for quite a long part of the show. And we're able to do this because we have a character who's known as the narrator, and the narrator, who is a rapper, fills in the history and stops us getting too involved with all the details and enables us to get an understanding of his life and where it's fitting in with our story. And so in that way, music, again, being a musical, it tells the story, but it's both emotional and efficient at the same time.
Mm. And who's playing the rapper?
David Dennis.
Amazing.
David Dennis is fantastic.
And so, speaking of the cast, you've got Percy Mokhetsi, who's playing Nelson himself. Where did you find him?
Oh, we found him by auditioning people from South Africa. We auditioned throughout Australia. We had a lot of all the rest of the cast, even though many of them have African backgrounds. including South African backgrounds, but they're all Australian residents. But it was a huge challenge to find someone to play Nelson Mandela, and so we asked the agents in South Africa to send us some suggestions, and we got a lot of people auditioning over video and Skype. But Percy, he just has something special. I mean, he's so charismatic. He's just 30 years old, but he is able to cover the full range of Mandela's life from, you know, from about age 32 through to, you know, him in his 70s. And he just manages to capture the dignity, the intelligence, the charisma of such an amazing man.
Mm.
He's amazing. He's just a fantastic guy.
And this is all happening at the State Theatre. It's a gorgeous venue.
It is a great venue.
How was it working in that space?
Well, we haven't. I've done some shows there in the past, but we haven't started there yet. We're starting on the 1st. Excuse me. We've been in Melbourne for the last 4 weeks at the Comedy Theatre.
Yep.
But the State's going to be great. You know, it's a great venue, and hopefully it'll suit our storytelling style, the musical. It'll be really good. We're only on for a short time. We're only on for about 2.5 weeks.
Mm.
So people need to, you know, they need to think, oh, I'm interested in this. Well, they need to go because, as I say, it's not one of the ones that's going to stick around for a long time. We've got to move on to Canberra and then to Perth and then to Adelaide and then to New Zealand. So
big tour.
Part of a big tour, yeah.
Yeah. But you mentioned before that, you know, young people, they're not very aware of the history. And it feels right now, politically and socially, like race relations are quite tense. Like this musical kind of feels like it's in the right time to be performing. Do you think it's a good reminder of, you know, where we've come from?
Yeah, it is. I mean, one of the great things about it is it's really important. I mean, Indigenous people have been particularly moved and affected by the story. Anyone who's any interest in race, in inequality, in the notion of freedom, we're dealing with one of the most important figures of our last century, and his words still are amazingly inspirational, and his story and his patience and his commitment to an equal South Africa that was not divided by race. It's just astonishing. So it's an amazingly contemporary message, and you know, the musical it just delivers that message. You know, people are incredibly, you know, provoked in the first half, wrapped in the story, but exhilarated by the end. So we're getting continual, you know, fantastic reaction at the end of every performance.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now. We can't wait for it to open in Sydney this week on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sophie.